You're listening to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. Well, I have a guest in the studio. His name is Buddy Squires. He is one of the musicians involved in the Friends of Fogelberg show, which is coming up tomorrow night at the Globe News Center. Buddy, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the theme, actually there's two themes for this show. It is a tribute to Dan Fogelberg, who passed away from prostate cancer in 2007. It is also a tribute to the Beatles, of which Dan was a huge fan of. But we're also calling this the Survivor Show. Do you mind talking about that?
Sure. It's we're going to feature a few of the musicians that are actually prostate cancer survivors. I happen to be one of them. And along with Tony Naples, Robert Workman, and our host this year, Dr. Richard Kibbe. He is also a survivor. Yep. And so we're going to do a couple of tunes in the show, a couple of Beatles tunes.
And, of course.
And this is, again, an awareness program that, I mean, how much better can it get? You have all this music and raising money for cancer research and prostate cancer research, and all the money stays right here in Amarillo.
Right. So let's talk about that a little bit. Joe Ed Kaufman, who is the mastermind, this whole concept came from his brain after Dan died in 2007. He told me a couple of days ago that we have raised over $150,000 total from the last four shows and what we've raised so far with this show. And like you just mentioned, that money stays here in the Panhandle. It goes to the Harrington Cancer Foundation, and a lot of that money is used for PSA screenings. So as a segue, let's talk about the screening.
Well, next, this coming Saturday, out at Westgate Mall in the, actually out in the parking lot, they're going to be set up. They're having a car show, and they'll be doing free screenings. And this is from 10 to 2 on Saturday. And this is, you know, and I stress this to all my friends that have not done this. I have great insurance, but my blood test still costs over $100, even after, you know, the insurance is done with it. And this is free.
It's free. And it's just a blood test. It's not the digital exam.
It is not.
It's a harmless thing.
This, you go give a little bit of blood. A few days later, they call you, tell you what your PSAs are.
Yep.
And then if there's something to be concerned about, they'll let you know that you need to talk to a urologist.
Exactly.
And it was, strangely enough, it was exactly 1 year ago tomorrow.
This is an anniversary for you.
Yes. That I was sitting at lunch with Robert and Tony, and I got a phone call from my doctor that said, your PSAs are a little high, and we want you to check in with a urologist. And sure enough, within 10 days, Dr. Kibbe took me on as a patient. Mm-hmm. We did the rest of the exam. We did, I'm sorry, the term escapes me right now, but it's, you know.
It's technical.
Yeah, it's actually went in and took some samples and discovered that, yes, indeed, I had prostate cancer. And but you know that we had literally set up the operation and everything. I mean, it was just took no time at all to get everything arranged. And by December, I had the operation, and here I am.
And here you are.
My last blood test, PSAs are perfect.
Good.
So, you know. But it's so important to the guys past 50.
Yep.
Get that exam.
Yearly.
Just, it's a blood test. And if you can get it for free.
That's right.
My gosh.
So the screening, again, is this Saturday at the car show at Westgate Mall. I believe it'll be up at the east side of the parking lot near Sears.
Right.
It's a huge car show. There's a couple of hundred cars. I was just reading about it.
Yeah.
And the Harrington Cancer Foundation will have a mobile screening unit there. They will be screening men, taking blood for the PSA tests from 10 to 2. This is entirely free. That is one of the things that the Friends of Fogelberg people, that's where the money goes. You know, all of the money raised from these shows goes to the screenings and to the foundation, which uses the money here in the Panhandle. This is Buddy Squires that we're talking to, who is one of the musicians involved in the Friends of Fogelberg show, which is tomorrow night. I am involved as well. I feel very privileged to have been involved with all of these shows. We had a rehearsal last night, so I've heard most of the music. It is going to be a great show. That's all I can say. They've all been great shows, but this one, really.
A lot of musicians putting in a lot of hours.
Yep.
To put together a really good show.
Absolutely. So the show is tomorrow night at the Globe News Center. It starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at Panhandle Tickets and also at the Civic Center box office and at United Supermarkets. Something else that we need to mention, Buddy was just making gestures at me. We just found out like last week that one of our sponsors, Toot & Totem, has given us two VIP tickets to see Paul McCartney in Lubbock. And I think that's an October show.
October 2nd.
That's my birthday.
Oh, really?
Two VIP tickets, and I believe that there is also the possibility of a meet and greet, some kind of a backstage pass. Well, they have given us those tickets to auction them off at the show tomorrow night. So at some point during the intermission, at some point during the show, we are going to auction off those tickets. These are not the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
These are VIP tickets.
They're going to be worth every penny somebody pays for.
Somebody will be so glad to get those. I know I saw McCartney in 2002, one of the best shows. I mean, I've seen hundreds of shows.
Yeah.
That was something. So that has been given to us as an auction item, and that will happen tomorrow night. So, Buddy, any final thoughts?
You know, I just hope everybody comes out. It's going to be a great show. A lot of folks that have given a lot of time to this and practice, and it's well worth it to support this and...
It's a great cause.
Hope to see you there.
It's a worthy cause, and I can say from the stage end, it is just so much fun.
Yeah,
it is just a blast to go. So Friends of Fogelberg 5, this is the fifth show in the series. It's a tribute to Dan Fogelberg, who passed away from prostate cancer in 2007. The motto, I should say, of Friends of Fogelberg is Think Blue 2. The show is tomorrow night, September 4th, Thursday, at the Globe News Center. We're calling it the Survivor Show. Tickets are available at Panhandle Tickets or at the Civic Center box office. Buddy Squires, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.